Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I am Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Milk is going for the gold at the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. That's the hope of the Milk Processor Education Program, better known as Milk Pep. Milk Pep signed a five-year deal with the U.S. Olympic Committee to be an official sponsor of the Olympic and Paralympic Games through 2020. That puts milk in the same league as McDonald's, Kellogg's, Coca-Cola, Chobani, and other giant consumer packaged goods companies. At this year's Dairy Forum, Milk Pep CEO Julia Cadison outlined her goals and objectives. Dairy Foods streamed her presentation live over the internet, and you can watch it on demand at dairyfoods.com. I caught up with Julia after her presentation, and we talked about what this partnership means to the dairy industry and to dairy processors. Julia, you talked about a five-year plan you have with the U.S. Olympic Committee. Tell me about that and what the terms of the partnership are.
Well, we're really super excited to have this partnership between White Milk and the U.S. Olympic Committee and Team USA. It spans over the next 5 years, there will be six Olympic and Paralympic Games, which we'll be able to activate against all of those. One of the most exciting things that we have from the partnership is some of the assets, like use of the rings with our Milk Life and Milk logos. We have access to athletes that we can use in advertising, that we can use in social content and promotion, that we can use to tell stories about, and not just athletes, but also coaches and trainers and others that are involved in getting these athletes to the Olympics. Importantly, we negotiated pass-through rights for the processors and the brands. So these assets that we are going to get through this partnership can actually be utilized by the milk brands as well.
Okay.
So it really is a collective partnership that will benefit the entire milk industry.
Okay. So what are the objectives of this partnership with U.S. Olympic
Committee?
Committee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me about the objectives.
Sure, so my objective and Milk Prep's objective and anything we do is to drive milk sales. We're trying hard to turn around this decline in milk sales that we've been seeing for now six consecutive years. We have a little bit of momentum going into 2016, where the marketplace looked a little bit better in 2015, and we think that this partnership is really going to help elevate milk in consumers' eyes, get them to think differently about milk. It'll be a nice platform that we can highlight the benefits of milk, in particular protein and the nutrient package that milk provides. And it's such a natural and authentic story for milk because milk has always been there helping athletes get to the Olympics, and now we're doing it in an official capacity. So really, building milk sales is the number one objective. And number two, you know, we've been struggling in the industry with consumer confidence in milk. And we have had a lot of efforts over the last 2 years to really try and restore consumers' faith and trust in the wholesome goodness of milk. And we believe that this partnership with Team USA will go a long way in doing that.
How can an individual dairy processor participate in what Milk Pep has arranged?
So there are assets that we'll be able to pass through to the processors that they will be able to use on their package, for example. Specifically, the athletes' images, some of the messaging that we'll be working on and finalizing over the coming weeks. The Olympic rings lockup that includes the milk icon as well. And they can work through us directly to bring ideas about how they, the processors, might activate in the field. And we'll work with them to make sure that it meets all the criteria for USOC approval. And I think it's going to be a really great way for brands to connect with their own consumers and customers. This will be very important in the retail space as well.
Now, this is a really big deal because Milk Pep is in the company of brands like McDonald's and Budweiser and Walmart. So this is really huge for the milk industry, isn't it?
This is a huge deal for the milk industry. I think about sponsors like Coca-Cola and McDonald's and some of the others that you mentioned, like Procter & Gamble. Those are huge brands. They have huge budgets. I honestly never expected that this would be a reality for Milk Pep or for the milk industry. But it's a huge opportunity for us, too, and it puts us on a stage with national brands. We've talked to a few consumers about this idea as we were going through the contracting stage, and they confirm that, wow, this puts milk up to a new level with some of those big brands that have always sponsored the Olympics and the Olympians, I just think it will bring a new attention to milk. You know, consumers have kind of forgotten about milk. They still drink it, but they drink it out of habit. So let's wake them up a little bit and make them think about milk differently.
So you have a five-year plan, but most immediately is this year. Rio Olympics are this summer. So what's going to happen between now and Rio?
Right, so we were very lucky that we actually got in time to activate against the Rio Olympics. We're a little bit behind in planning. Most of the brands who are sponsors have had a year or more to plan for Rio. But we do have a robust program in place, starting with incorporating the partnership into the Milk Life National campaign. So we're going to be doing that through advertising, through media, through some in-store work that we're doing, as well as, of course, it's a great platform for PR and social media and content syndication. That's going to start pretty much immediately. We're already working on those plans. We also are working on figuring out exactly how processors can utilize these assets. And so we'll be communicating that out to processors. We've done some fairly tactical things, like set up a hotline and set up a place where processors can go and look at the assets. We've also set up an approval process to work through. So starting probably in May, as we lead up to the Olympics, that's when you're going to start seeing Milk Life national programs go out that have an Olympic theme or that talk about the partnership with Team USA.
You've done a lot of work with chocolate milk and some Olympic stories, but that's not part of this program, is it?
Right. So the partnership with the U.S. Olympic Committee and Team USA is white milk only. It's very important that people make that distinction, because our friends over at Coca-Cola own the rights to chocolate milk. But we do have an exciting Olympic platform for chocolate milk as well through our Built with Chocolate Milk program, which is with USA Swimming. We had a partnership with them back in 2012. They're terrific partners. We have some swimming athletes. We're going to do the same thing with media, with new television commercials, print ads for the Built with Chocolate Milk campaign. And for chocolate milk, the pass-through rights from USA Swimming apply to the processor. So they can use those logos, those lockups on their packaging. They can utilize the athletes in their advertising. And really, some of the same rights that we have on white milk with USOC, but very clear distinction between those two partnerships.
Okay. You made a bold prediction that you're going to reverse the needle. The needle's going to go from down to up, or the arrow's going to go from
down to
up.
Well, I have to tell you, Jim, as I said, we had some momentum in 2015, so even though volume was down, we saw some positive momentum. And I have to tell you, if this partnership, this exciting partnership that puts milk on a new stage, really helps us with consumer relevance of milk, really helps us to get great stories out there about milk, if this doesn't move the needle, I'm just not sure what will. So I did stick my neck out, but I have a lot of faith because there's been so much excitement amongst the processor and the farmer groups and, you know, the producer groups. Everybody is so excited. I think if even half of the people who've told me they're going to activate this plan activate it, we're going to have so much momentum in the marketplace. And this is our big chance. You know, big challenges call for big solutions. And I think this is about the biggest one that we could come up with. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, great. Well, good. So I'll be rooting for Team USA, and I'll rooting for Team Milk Pep.
Awesome.
And the dairy industry. Thank you very much, Julia.
We appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Julia, thank you very much. Remember, you can watch the complete Milk Pep presentation at the Dairy Forum anytime. Go to the web exclusive section of dairyfoods.com and click on webinars. Well, that's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to like us on Facebook and Google+, and keep up to date on all things dairy at dairyfoods.com.